we make. A switch.
Sane Asylum, the Sunday night worldwide simulcast on republicbroadcasting.org, RBN, and speakfreeradio.com, SFR. It's an honor to be part of both families, two noble traditions of telling the truth. And speaking of a noble truth teller, I'm honored to have as my regular co-host, Mr. Frederick C. Blackburn, a.k.a. Blackbird 9. Blackbird 9, how are you doing today?
Greetings, good sir. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, it's been quite a week for you, man. You had a birthday where you ticked off the digit of the big 6-0, and then you launched your brand new RBN show. I listened to it live, and then I went and re-listened to it again this morning because it was so well. It was like you'd been doing it for years. And so tell everybody about your two shows.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I really appreciate that. And also, thanks for all the help and to the good folks here at RBN making that happen at such short notice when we originally set the date for the 19th. It's like, oh, that's just completely insane. We'll never make that date, but we did it. And you had a little hiccup there, I have to admit. Thought something had been ironed out between RBN and Speak Free Radio because we were originally doing a planning a simulcast. And there was a little thing that didn't get worked out. I thought it had been worked out, but we're working on that. So hopefully we'll get that resolved soon. But right. Yeah, in addition to the Wednesday night show, the Breakfast Club, Blackbird 9's Breakfast Club, from 8 to 10 Eastern time on both Spreaker and Speak Free Radio, started a brand new show called Blackbird 9's Saturday Snack Shack. And it runs from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on RBN. And basically, it's completely different format from the Breakfast Club, where basically, you know, it's a one-hour show, and I want to have guests. And the big thing about this show is it is a call-in show. We tried for so long to get the Breakfast Club to have call-in, but it would never work. Spent a lot of money on something that never worked. But with this, we've got, you know, good, solid call-in. And I was so happy that, one, people actually called in last night. That was great. You know, it's kind of like the scene. I had this fear of the Spinal Tap scene where they're doing the promotion in the record store and nobody shows up. You know, so it's like, you know, do this, you know, call-in show and nobody calls, right? But no, we had a great time with the callers. And so hopefully hope that have you on soon, because it's one of the big things. We want to have guests and be able to, you know, tag team the callers. So, you know,
well, as of today, my Saturdays are a lot freer. So anytime you want me on, you just let me know. I'll be there. So.
Okay. I'll hold you up to that.
Oh, of course. It was so good though. And, you know, I got to say, it's just been such an honor to come to RBN, and the quality of their listenership and it revealed by the copious callers. There's not a bad caller. You don't get any goofs calling in. You don't get anybody calling in, you know, talking about their little self-absorbed reality. I mean, people call in, they're on point, they're on topic. So it's just a hats off to John Stadtmiller for what he launched. And it's been over a year since he passed too soon. And RBN needs your help. And there's a great way to be able to support Republic Broadcasting. They're starting last week and going through January 8th, RBN has launched the John Stadtmiller book drive. And this is very cool that you can, an affordable donation, I think it's $100 or up, you get to get an actual book from John Stadtmiller's library. And so, you know, it won't be critical race theory, it won't be child grooming for homosexuals. It'll be an excellent book, and you can support the station, and you can have a keepsake, literally. I mean, the guy was a legend in the truth community. And so if you want details on it, go to republicbroadcasting.org and check out the homepage news feed for RBN updates. Or if you're really itching to pull the trigger, call Sam, who is actually our producer as well, at 800-724-2719, extension 3. So support RBN. The world needs RBN to continue on for a long time. And speaking of the world, Blackbird 9, this is Sam, if you could cue up clip number 6. I mean, we all know our good friend Lark from Texas has done just a yeoman's job pointing out that the 21st century Bolshevik 2.0, the Zio communist, very sophisticated PSYOP is now communitarianism, and they have all this very effective mind worms, mind cancers. Like, it takes the satanic witch Hillary Clinton. It takes a village to raise a child. Well, actually, no, it doesn't. It takes two parents and the support of your family and some few close friends. You don't want the village doing anything for your child. That's for the family. And the newest one, BB9, is Love is Love, right? Which is just to show you're tolerant when two sodomites are doing unspeakable things to themselves. But yeah, that's love. No, that's not. That's degeneracy. Love is between a man and a woman. Love is between a pet and their owner, a family member. Love is between parents and children, grandparents and grandchildren. And you know, it's tragic that these deviants, you know, they have the right to exist. You know, we're not talking about wiping off the face of the earth or anything like that, but to try and create this, once again, Bolshevik 2.0, this Zio communist fake equality. But it's gotten so bad now where if you go ahead and roll this clip, Sam, and I'll set it up. What it is there's a deaf, dumb Brazilian. It's got to be lifelong, because if he lost his ability, he would have known how to sing. And so this guy's coming on a national song singing competition, much like America has what the heck was that called? Something Idol, America Idol or Teen Idol or something. I don't really watch TV. American Idol, I think it was called. And so this guy is lifelong deaf and dumb. And not only that, he decided he's a tranny. He had to become. He's clearly a man dressed as a woman, because this is radio, and so he delivers this awe-inspiring version of Whitney Houston's famous song "I Will Always Love You," and boy, does he nail it!
Brazilian deaf mute trans woman sings Whitney Houston, "I Will Always Love You."
Who saw this one coming? Here you've got a Brazilian deaf mute trans woman singing Whitney Houston's "I Will Always Love You" at a singing competition, and that woman is definitely going to win this competition. At the end of this, you've got the entire audience and the judges in a standing ovation. Clap. Oh my God. Oh my God. There's a bunch of people in the back. again, this is a singing competition. There's a bunch of people who spent their entire lives training for this. They've devoted their entire life to singing. They're in the back going, oh, fuck, I'm going to lose, huh? I'm going to lose. I sound like an angel. And what's coming out of the stage right now sounds like dogs being murdered by Anthony Fauci. But you're going to lose. You're definitely going to lose. There's no way that they're going to let you win over the Brazilian deaf, mute, trans woman. Because, again, this is how a society that's been defeated works. This is how civilizations who have been defeated, and you are now being ushered through a ritual of humiliation. You've been seeing this play out all over the place, especially in Western civilizations, where you've got biological dudes who'll grow their hair out, and all of a sudden, they'll become the women's deadlifting champion. You got a bunch of dudes painting their nails, and all of a sudden, they're taking home all of these golds in track and field. They crushing you at swimming competitions, and everyone's quiet about it, like, that's stunning and brave. I'm glad that they won. I'm glad they're taking the scholarship away from me. I'm glad that they're taking home all of the prize money. I better not say anything out loud or I'll be canceled. You're being taught and trained to stand down. You're being taught and trained like a prisoner. You're going through dog crate training for humans to stand down. You're not supposed to say anything. Bunch of dipshits right now, furiously pounding in the comment section, knocking over their hormone blocker bottles as they go screeching towards their keyboard. Oh my god, you're just an ableist. Oh my god, Ziz, you're just a deaf phobe and a mute phobe and a transphobe. No, what I am is a person who doesn't care about any of these stupid slings you've thrown in our direction anymore. You've been calling us Nazi terrorists for 6 years. I don't give a shit what makes you upset. I'm going to make you upset. I want to make you upset. You are my barometer for sanity. If I'm making you upset, then I know I'm going in the right direction. This is a singing competition. It's a singing competition. This isn't a let's hand out participation trophy competition, but that's what it's going to turn into over here. And again, this has dire consequences for a civilization at large. We're all supposed to play along with this. No one's supposed to be upset with this, especially the people who are about to lose. All the people who are going to miss out. All the people who can actually sing. All the people who've honed and trained all of these skills, who are about to lose this competition, you're supposed to sit down, shut up, and you're supposed to eat this up as a stunning and brave individual over here who, again, probably a nice person, but they shouldn't be on this stage. And you're going to be upset with me for calling this out, but you should be upset with the producers of this television show. You should be upset with the producers of this competition because they're using you. They are manipulating you. And they are making money off of you, and they are screwing with your brains and your emotions by bringing this individual to the stage. They know that this is dumb. They don't care.
Okay, Sam, that's good. We get the point. BB9, I know you've teared up, but if you can fight your way through your tears of joy for this deaf mute tranny nailing it, I mean, this is beyond clown word now, isn't it, Frederick?
I love the way Salty Cracker sums things up.
I know.
But
he's
yes,
awesome.
I'm tearing up here because it's just so, so brave and so progressive. And, you know, it's really fascinating, this mass neuroses, psychoses of the, it's, you know, clown world. It's the opposite. This is like black magic, Kabbalistic magic. You know, he hit the head, you know, the nail on the head. We was talking about, you know, ritual humiliation rituals, you know, this idea of, you know, they are putting you through the shame and guilt stuff. And so that people have this mindset now that, you know, everyone should be getting a turn, and so we should be penalizing the people that are actually qualified for awards, positions, etc., you know, that are actually qualified to be there and should be winning. If we're going to hand out awards, you know, should be winning awards. It's this mindset of this, you know, quality, and suddenly the white men and the white women have to abdicate because they've won so many times, so it's time to let someone else take a turn, you know. And so you go for the, you know, the anti-winner, you know, who is the least talented, the least attractive. Let's let them win the beauty contest. Like, no, who cares if it's a biological man in a dress? You know, we're talking progressive values here. And I just see the nightmare of what this town of New Boone, North Kakalaki, is turning into, as this, you know, mind virus is what's being programmed into these new teachers that are going out into these re-education government, you know, schools. They're not public schools anymore. And, you know, pushing this zealotry. I mean, it's religion to these people. This, you know, these people, you know, this is their new faith. So, I mean, it's just clown world. So back to you.
It is clown world. And do you find the timing curious that they run this obnoxious, unable to sing tranny out there just at the time where leftist stole the election from Bolsonaro and reinstalled the far left Luna. I mean, he didn't win the election. They're literally in Brazil right now. We're seeing protests where 3 million people were out in the streets a few days ago in Rio de Janeiro. So there's a lot going on there. Do you see any connection to that? Is that a distraction of something?
Well, I was wondering about this kind of thing too. If the people are just, you know, rising up, which is amazing. We have no coverage at all about this in the Mockingbird media, but in the new media, you know, they're all over Brazil. You know, it's like you got a million people in the streets here, and they are pushing back on all of this cultural attack. And that's a big thing, you know, is they see that their way of life is under attack by these same New World Order demons that are, you know, at the G20 wearing their, you know, faking gay Nehru jackets, Mao jackets, whatever it, you know. So that's just, you know, they've got an agenda to push this Zabatean Frankist Kabbalistic clown world on us to destroy us. Once they've destroyed us, then of course all those useful idiots that took part in this are going to be, you know, putting the gulags or up against the wall. You know, that's what they did to, you know, the Russians, all the progressives. It's what they did, you know, in Germany. You know, it's just
sad but true. Yeah. Sam, if you could cue up clip number 8, another. I love Salty Cracker, and I really love the Canadian what's her face. She's awesome, and she does a better job in a couple minutes of covering this enormous grift of this. The Sam Bankman-Fried makes what Bernie Madoff did look like Bernie Madoff is in New York on the corner doing three-card Monty. I mean, this. If there was a real media, if there were real representative government, this would take down Biden's administration. It would take down everyone associated with Biden. This is such an egregious, you know, crime. Of stealing hundreds of billions of dollars and then laundering it into Ukraine and then having it all pour back into whatever corrupt globalist democratic issue there is. And this young goof who is propped up, he's clearly just a techno-nerd parasite who figured out a grift. And it's unbelievable. So go ahead and play clip 8, Sam, please.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Weekly Roundup, where we discuss just a tiny fraction of all the insanity that's taken place in the world this week. Our top story today, the U.S.-Ukraine money laundering scheme has been uncovered with the downfall of crypto exchange FTX. The rabbit hole goes deep, and there's a lot of moving parts, but the quick rundown is as follows. The West donated billions of dollars to Ukraine for the war effort. President of Ukraine, Zelensky, invested the money into FTX. Then FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, yes, his name is Bankman, becomes the second largest Democratic donor, second only to our buddy George Soros. Again, in case you missed it, the motherfucker's name is Bankman. Wow, that's really on the notes. Am I right, Kyrie? The internet sleuths are not the only ones to have caught on to the grift of the year. Sean Penn has given one of his 2 Oscars to Zelensky as a token of appreciation for his work, which is a really wonderful gesture because he won the Oscar for playing a con man on the big screen, and now he's passing it down to the Ukrainian president for playing the same role in real life. Don't worry, if Zelensky misplaces it, Penn has another perfectly suitable Oscar that he won for playing an openly gay politician. Of course, the collapse of FTX and the billions lost by their customers comes just a few days after the midterms and just a few days before the announcement of a central bank digital currency pilot program. Government-issued digital currencies are sold on the promise of providing a safe, convenient, and more secure alternative to physical cash. We're also told it will stop dangerous criminals who like the intractability of cash. See? Cryptocurrency is bad. Look how this sketchy company that we run from the shadows bankrupted all of these people. Don't you think that it needs to be regulated? Or better yet, that it needs to be replaced by a government-backed digital currency? Stupid. Don't worry, we're all fine. Zelensky's just-a-friend Trudeau has brought shame to his nation once again for not only refusing to condemn the Uyghur genocide in China, but for flat-out denying it exists altogether. When questioned directly about his perspective on the matter, he had this to say.
Tomorrow you're going to be at the G20 with China. Now, the Canadian Parliament has already called China's treatment of the Uyghurs a genocide, so why haven't you?
Looks like Trudeau shut down again. We're gonna need someone in here to turn him back on. Does anybody have any suggestive photos of Zelensky? Now, please don't judge the Canadian people on the leader they voted for, but judge them on how they treat their most vulnerable members. They killed him! According to the Globe and Mail, on March 17th, 2023, assisted dying will become legal for Canadians with mental health disorders as their sole condition. 1 year from now, in March 2023...
Okay, Sam, she's Canada gone into other things. I wanted to cover the FTX. Frederick, that was a very good summation, man.
I love that.
She's awesome. What's her name? She's really, really gets it.
All those hate facts in a row. It's just the shotgunning of hate facts.
Yep, exactly right. That's how it works. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's pretty crazy. And while she was going on, I just popped in to check headlines and talk about fake and gay. Grindr this week is going public, or it did go public this past week. And Grindr's a homosexual app for sodomites to hook up, and it went public and is soaring on the New York Stock Exchange. I don't know, man. I don't know about this country.
Really? The grifts of the moneylenders, right?
Oh my God, it's so pathetic.
But yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, please.
I was just like, this FTX thing is, if you're not noticing things by now, hopefully, you know, we're shifting that Overton window. We're leveling people up to concepts of not only pill pull, that these people are going to boldface lie in your face. You know, they, you know, have no shame. You know, they have an agenda. And it's just like Schultz and Neitzin said, that, you know, we knew they were lying. They knew we knew they were lying. We knew that they knew that we knew they were lying. But yet they continue to lie. You know, you're never going to get the truth out of these slime mold chicken swingers, right? So pill pull's the first thing that you, people are hopefully noticing left and right. And the other is Mishra Law, which, when you see that not only was this, you know, Jim Bankman, you know, a chicken swinger, but all the people that were supposed to be monitoring and enforcing the laws against the very things that he was doing, well, guess what? They were all slime mold chicken swingers too. And the funny thing about Mishra Law is that, you know, this trumps Gentile law to these, you know, hardcore chicken swingers. Yep. And it's basically, you know, it is one of the worst mitzvahs to break. It's when one Jew reports the conduct of another Jew to a non-rabbinic authority. In other words, a Gentile legal system. And the worst thing a Jew can possibly be is a Moser. This is a person who, you know, sold out the tribe to enforce a Gentile law, right? And so, you know, hopefully people are seeing that, gee, maybe, you know, if a certain hidden hand wasn't protecting this deep state, maybe we would actually have some justice being carried out in this republic, right? But, you know, we just see that, oh, well, everybody knew what was going on, but nobody did anything. Everybody turned a blind eye. There's that blind eye, you know, that one eye they're always talking about. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Back to you.
Well, that is very insightful and agree 100%. And, Sam, if you could cue up clip number 5. I came across this guy His shtick on YouTube is he's like a lumberjack, and as he's splitting wood, literally, he makes these very insightful points. And I think more and more people are waking up to this extreme pill pull and all the other chicanery of the powers that should not be, as our dear friend Andrew Kearney Hitchcock likes to say. Please go ahead, Sam. Clip number 5.
I'm not voting for politicians who support rioting, looting, but believe that they have the authority to shut down the church and tell us that we can't worship. I'm not voting for politicians who believe in Black Lives Matter, except for when they're in the womb. I'm not voting for politicians who want to put a drag queen in every school because they're fun. I'm not voting for politicians who believe that men can birth babies. I'm not voting for politicians who believe that critical race theory, diversity, equity, inclusion, and sexual and gender theory should be taught in our schools. I'm not voting for politicians who support the idea that a biological man can use a girl's bathroom in schools. I'm not voting for a politician who supports mandates. I'm not voting for a politician who believes that everyone else's borders are more important than protecting ours. I'm not voting for politicians who support biological men competing in women's sports. I'm not voting for politicians who continue to divide us by calling us radical right extremists, homophobic, transphobic, and racist. And any doctor who performs gender reassignment surgery in minors, especially without parental consent, you should not be celebrated. You should be arrested. We are no longer going to be sitting on the sidelines. We are not going to go quietly into the night. We are not going to vanish without a fight. We are a part of something bigger than self now. We are a part of this grassroots army. And we're inspired, we're activated, and we're motivated. And we're no longer holding the line. We're taking back lost ground. And we are going to take not only our states back, but our country back in 2024. The red tsunami is upon us. Get your boat.
Well, I don't know about that. That's enough, Sam. I guess based on everything you said, Frederick, is there's nobody he could vote for, so why bother voting?
All right. There went all the AIPAC candidates right off the bat,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Excuse me, IPAC. They shouldn't call them AIPAC. There's nothing American about the American-Israeli political action.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, you shat. And that's, yeah, it's the same scam as the FTX. You know, AIPAC is basically, we give all this illegal foreign aid to Israel in violation of the Symington Act and the Glenn Acts, right? Because they don't have to declare their nuclear, biological, chemical weapons because they're chicken swingers. And then they ship it back, you know, to basically these groups like the ADL and, you know, the AIPAC to buy up our political system. And it's like, oh, this is a fair game, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so pathetic. And what's so sad is that fellow, he gets it, but only to a certain extent because, you know, voting, we can't vote our way out of this at this point, right? But at least he's trying, but I don't know, is it worth his effort? I mean, when the elections are stolen, there should have been a red wave a couple weeks ago, but there was a red trickle because it was stolen. Stay tuned after the breaks for the second part of the Sunday Night State Asylum with the great Frederick C. Blackburn as co-host. We'll be back after these messages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Painted on the sky, misty days of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads.
All right, welcome back to the final 30 minutes of the Sunday night worldwide simulcast on Republic Broadcasting and Speak Free Radio of the Sane Asylum, and leave it to Leo Marchiola, the Dutchman of Italian descent with his Frog Leap band and music initiative, to take a pretty little tune by John Denver and give it some fangs. But that's I chose that one on purpose because we're just seeing everything decent in our country, which used to be a high trust society, just being eaten away by these vile parasites, these satanic parasites. And so stay tuned after this final segment, which we're going to open up the phones. The King of Sunday Night is coming, Robert Ravolt and Incendiary Radio, and it's an honor for me to be joined by the king of Wednesday night and the king of Saturday evenings now, Frederick C. Blackburn, co-host tonight. Blackbird 9 is just doing a phenomenal job of pointing out who is the real villain in this narrative. So if you'd like to call in, area code 512-248-8252. That number is 512-248-8252. Say it thrice, they tell you long ago. 512-248-8252. And we already have a caller, Jeff from Utah. Welcome, Jeff. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Blackbird and Giuseppe?
Hi, well, Jeff.
How are you doing,
I'm doing
Jeff?
Good. I want to say, never underestimate the stupidity of the American people. And I'll let you know what I mean by that. Trump is going to be running again, and I saw people fist-bumping themselves, you know. And so what I think is we should have Trump versus Hillary again. We should repeat that clown show, and that will prove just how stupid the American people are, just how easy they are to dupe. And then he can say things like, I'll jail Hillary, and I'll build a wall, and he'll say all these things. He won't do any of them, and then him and Hillary will go in the back like WWE, smoke a cigar, drink some fine wine, and laugh at how they duped and fooled the American people again.
It's hard to argue with that one.
Really?
Yeah, and I guess who else is running for president? I discovered this afternoon when I was looking at the headlines. Kanye West put up a video with his new clothing and line. And he gave the guy making the video, he gave him a nice hoodie jacket, winter jacket. He's a generous guy. And it said Yee 24 on it. So, and it looks like that traitorous, what's her name? Nikki Haley, the traitorous former South Carolina governor, is going to run.
Were floating her. So has she actually announced?
Well, it's not official yet, but of course she's going to. But, yeah.
Oh, man. She's going to do to the nation what she did to South Carolina.
Oh, boy.
I think that chicken swinger DeSantis is going to run, too, a member of Scroll when he went to Yale, too.
Yeah, it was interesting. So, they were floating our King Roy Cooper from North Kakalaki, and I was wondering if his sidekick Josh Stein, Echo, 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 was going to run with him, but they've kind of cooled on that. I haven't seen anybody else floating that, but that would have just really done the nation in if they got him in there.
Do you guys have any idea what this country is going to look like by 2024? In May of 2023, they're bringing in the digital cashless system where you won't even be able to survive. Could you imagine the state of the country by 24?
Oh, geez, those are dark days, man. It sure looks like, you know, I mean, the vast majority of the population on the planet wants nothing to do with any of this great reset. And it's been proven that the deadly genetic experimental injection known as the Quaxine, the clot shot, the Jubonic Jew jab, is absolutely a genocidal initiative, sterilization, mass murder on a global scale. And yet, you probably all saw it at that recent C20. Every country voted to approve travel requiring a vaccine passport. They just act like what the great masses want doesn't matter. I mean, it's time for the great masses, I think, to take care of business. Frederick, what do you think? And then Jeff, what do you think?
Well, yeah, you hit it on the head where they have an intransigent mindset. This is part of the thing that they are the elite, and this isn't negotiable. This had been decided by, you know, the powers that should not be. They're just there to, you know, implement the new policies and procedures to the masses, right? And they're not going to change their MO. The question is, are people going to stand up to it? And, you know, so what do you think, Mr. Jeff?
Well, the thing that comes in, the digital currency that comes in May, you're not going to be able to pay your bills, pay your mortgage, get gasoline, get food, do anything unless you're in that system, and that they're going to probably require the vaccine every 3 or 6 months. So that's when people are going to have to stand up, because that when they make that mandatory and you have to take it to survive, I don't think they have any reason to put any placebos out. I think they're going to put the full, all the death stuff in it like they've already done on a lot of them. I think they're going to put it in every vaccine. so they can whack out everybody. That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, Jeff, you're Jeff Radamus, then we are in for dark days. Sometimes, you know, I mean, I believe I'll take a chance and speak for the three of us. We're all men of faith, and pursue our own version of spirituality. And so, somehow, the evil cannot win. It cannot be that dystopic. We can't let these Jew parasites, these soulless Satan's minions, they can't win the day. I mean, they've been amassed great power. We face great odds, but we also have to triumph. There's just that is an unacceptable way to live life. And I know the great silent majority doesn't want that. So I guess how do we beat it all back is the key question, don't you think, Frederick?
Definitely. Yeah. The big thing is independence. It's just, you know, you have to, one, stop feeding Boz, the beast of Zion,
right,
and, you know, but also become independent, aware and independent of all these systems that, you know, they feel that they've got us locked down, that, oh, we own the, you know, oil industry, we own the food production, we own this, that, and the other. And so you can see why, you know, they want everyone a slave of the state. And you can see why the great experiment of what this republic was supposed to be is everybody trying to be independent. And so you always say, you know, independent from whom? And now we see who our founding fathers were talking about. It's like,
yes.
I always talk about it as the great experiment versus the great work, echo, 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 where they want to have this new world order where we don't have a place in it because we're Amalek. But whoever's remaining is going to be, you know, depopulated and put into a caste slave system. And that's their abracadabra model. But anyway, back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff. Go ahead. One last word, and then we're going to – go ahead.
All right. In the Bible, it says these things must come upon the earth. So things are going to get so bad before Jesus' return. So this is what we're going to go through. This is the tribulation and stuff. So, yeah. I mean, it's in the Bible, so it's like, I don't know how anybody could argue against it.
Well, that is a powerful statement, and we'll end you on that. Thank you. Please call back again soon. Our next caller is Joe from Florida. Welcome, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hey, Giuseppe, and hey, my friend. It's great to hear you guys both. You know, today in the Catholic Church, we celebrate the Feast of Christ, the King of the Universe. And so I say that at the beginning because in the end, God wins. You know, the Jews have always tried to be the enemies of God, but they're always defeated. That's the little spark of hope that I cling on to. I wanted to say about this whole SBF thing, by the way, SBF, my nickname, Shylock Bankster Fraud.
That's a good one.
and you know, it's like I saw Tucker Carlson doing reporting on it. Oh, well, what a surprise. And how did this, you know, it's like people reporting on it like it's, I'm looking at it saying, wait a minute, this is like a Jewish bankster stereotype. It's like, why are you surprised? This is what they do, you know. And I thought about the Madoff thing, you know, there are comparisons made to the Madoff thing. Remember that the Madoff thing, he screwed a lot of Jews himself, and then that's when the media, you know, paid attention to it. Because if he had only robbed and cheated billions of dollars from, you know, Christians and other people, probably nobody would have paid much attention to that. Maybe he would have got away with it. And so it's interesting, you know, well, we're all paying attention to this, but somehow they're not mentioning he's Jewish either. I mean, I don't get it. It's like it's a mystery, right?
if only we could find, you know, pattern.
Yeah, oh, wow, well, yeah. And it's like I was thinking of Fetterman. Here's my real quick theory. So we've had the Democrat Party, the whole leadership, the ossified leaders this week are all gone. Thanks be to God. Nancy Pelosi, the crypto Jew, and Steny Hoyer, the crypto Jew, and James Clyburn, the crypto Jew. Okay. So now the new generation, oh, who's replacing them? Fetterman, right? Wait a minute. Okay, they don't have their Shabbos goys anymore. So it's going to be Schiff, and it's going to be Fetterman and these kind of people with names that they cannot disguise themselves anymore. I'm looking at it as hopeful. Maybe people begin to say, wait a minute, is this guy a Presbyterian? I don't think so.
Good call.
Wow. Anyway, thanks,
your
guys.
Your thoughts on... Thank you,
thanks, Joe. That was a good call. Thanks.
BB9, your thoughts thank on you. What Joe shared.
Oh, yeah. It's just, you know, watching the political landscape and then going back and just relearning all the history that we weren't taught. That's the thing that's so frustrating to me is, you know, right. You and I went to, you know, secondary schools, but, you know, colleges and universities, and we never learned any of this stuff, right? So going back and realizing these people have been doing the same game forever. And in our own nation's history, you know, it's always the usual suspects. And now they've moved from that stage of having their little puppets to stepping into those seats of power themselves. And then they're running the nation into the ground and people are seeing them. It's like, oh my gosh, it is them. And they are trying to destroy us. It's like Chuck Schumer's thing about, you know, giving the amnesty this week to 11 million invaders, right? It's like, you know, that's because we haven't been populating enough, right? So these people are insane, and you know, they're just, their insanity and their zealotry, I think, is being revealed, especially people like, you know, Jonathan Greenblatt, the ADL, fussing with Elon Musk this week. I mean, this has been classic. He's just really showing what he's all about, you know, defaming white people. That's what the ADL does best, right?
And even when Musk is clearly in their pocket, I mean, he's a third generation Illuminati in hand. I mean, they're constantly, him and his mother are constantly flashing those signs every photo op they get.
Yeah. Joe, what were you going to say, Joe?
No, I was just quickly saying that, yeah, I do think that we've passed, especially with Kanye and Dave Chappelle and Kyrie Irving, that's another important threshold that we've passed because these are guys, okay, maybe they lost a lot of money. I have a sense that they're not going to go away and that members of the black community are actually going to get the idea. They're listening to them, and they've crossed a threshold where they can name the you-know-who, right? And it's not going to return. So at this point, you know, the way God works in history, right, he'll let these people, because they don't have a conscience, they have no sense of limits. And they're going to take it too far. They're in the middle of taking it too far. And then, you know, and then they're exposed and it's too late. They defeat themselves. That's what I think. And that's why I try to stay positive because, you know, in the end, God is going to win. And these are the enemies of God. It's in the gospel. St. Paul calls them the enemies of God. So we know they will be defeated. And actually, I have to admit, it's going to be a lot of fun watching it.
Okay. Well, I hope it'll be fun. I mean, I think Jeff's perception is going to be a little bit more on target. We're all going to be living through a 24/7 shitstorm for a while, but I hope we can have some fun with it. Any
thanks
other thoughts,
a lot,
Joe?
Guys.
Thank you, no. Joe. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Jeff.
So, Frederick, your thoughts. Is it going to be hell on earth, dystopian like Jeff thought, or are we going to have fun watching the international chicken swingers crash and burn?
Well, that's the thing about these, you know, sociopath psychologies is, you know, you're dealing with organized crime masquerading as a holy people, right?
Yes.
And, you know, I always go back to their Samson option. And, you know, the Samson option is this idea that if their New World Order plans are, you know, damaged beyond repair, that they're going to take out the whole world as revenge. So this is that, you know, kind of like the mob boss who, you know, if he can't have the girl, he's going to kill her so nobody else can have her kind of thing. And right. So these hardcore Chabadniks, you know, really believe in this whole Samson option strategy that if, you know, the New World Order, if like, you know, they're trying to put in, if they look like they're going to lose it, then they're just going to, you know, wipe out everything. And, you know, and so, you know, one of the big stories this week to me was the 6,000 Chabadnik rabbis meeting.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not the biggest story ever. It's like, okay, what are these guys talking about? I want to be the fly on the wall in this meeting of rabbis, right?
Yeah, you know, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, two white guys in Appalachia, you know, we get together and go fishing. That's a hate crime now, right? You got 6,000 Chabadniks, you know, some of the most wealthy rabbis in the world meeting in secret. And, yeah, that's not news.
Yes, and the same week that Donald J. Trump gets the Zionist of the Year award from a bunch of Chabad types. So how about that?
Oh, I know. On the weekend of his daughter's wedding, right?
Yeah.
So he has to leave the wedding to go to this big Jewish theater Herzl Award. It's they couldn't give you the Clergy Award. You had to get the Theodore Herzl Award.
Well, at least when he came back, his orange spray on tan had matching brown lips and tongue.
Oh, there you go, right?
All right, our next caller is Fred from Michigan. Welcome, Fred. What's on your mind?
If you haven't seen it, Serpents of Humanity, on BitChute, that's one title. The other is Serpents of Mankind. Jews Control the World, Undeniable Proof. It's a quick compilation of media reports, starting off with Ernst Zundel. I don't know why no one's grasped the import when the JDL executive director Meyer Weinstein, in an interview with CBC 2001, declares they did it, the firebombing of Ernst Zundel's house in 95. So it took, 6 years for that to happen. And then the FBI runs a byline on the screen, their annual terrorism report. They determine the Jewish Defense League, JDL, is a radical, violent Jewish organization, or a radical violent Jewish organization. And then they go on to profile several UK, Nick Griffin, I never heard of this guy, the British National Party. He was doing what you and BB9 and Andrew ACH have been doing. He did it publicly. Ken Livingstone, who was a parliamentarian and mayor, he cited the Havara transfer agreement by Edwin Black, and they censored him for that. Horst Mueller, who is, I hope, still a brilliant German historian and lawyer and dissident, they imprisoned him for, I think, 13 years. For proving the Holocaust. And James Tropicon is in there as well, U.S. Rep of Ohio, describing the Jews and their role in subverting, subjugating America. Michael Jackson, oh man, what he had to say about the voodoo juke zeebs is rather amazing. And then they cite, DePaul University, Norman Finkelstein, blasting everyone's favorite Ashkenazi subterranean humanoid parasite, Alain Dershowitz Franken Swine Slime Shih Tzu, for plagiarism and other things in his book, In Defense of Israelia. So Norman Finkelstein said it's all a bunch of, swine crapola, et cetera. They interview, who's that guy, the ex-Marine guy, Ken, can't remember his name. He really.
Well, hold on a second, Fred. This has been a great Serpents of Mankind and Serpents of Humanity. I just looked it up, and I'm going to watch it, but we're kind of running short on time, so I want to thank you for letting us know about these videos, and we will watch them. And we've got one more caller, and dare I wonder, is this the man, the myth, the legend, Paul from California? Is this the Paul?
Thank you for that introduction. Yeah, I figured only a minute or two left, but I wanted to earn a little hate. Had to call because sometimes I feel some of these shows should be called the Christian Fantasy Hour, okay? Oh, so it says in the Bible, trials and tribulations, does it? Oh, in the end, God will win? Is that what you said? How does that work? Tell me, okay? Ripped off and impoverished many, many cultures for generations and generations. Now millions have died from this Jewish poison vaccine. Little innocent children and their trusting parents killed. People lost businesses, jobs, on and on. Is that what winning looks like? Keep your retarded Christian sentiments to yourself. This is the real world that we're living in. I'm sorry, but I can't stand these people that call in and say this stupid nonsense. In the end, God wins. What does that even mean, Joe? Okay, I had to get that out. I could go for
15
minutes.
Hold on, Paul.
Next
time you
got to
tell me how you really feel.
I don't have time, but it's like I want to go sometime. Just me gathering all the hate for an hour as I dismantle every Christian retard that ever calls in to RBN. I'm sick of it.
Well, I know cycling through some of the other hosts. There would be an awesome slot, loving hate with Paul from California, man. You'd be a natural.
All right, thanks. I had to get off my chest. I appreciate the show and the topics that are being discussed, but sometimes I just think these people that are living in dreaming fantasy land, thinking that somehow losing and getting our asses kicked is going to turn into winning.
Well,
I don't understand
it. You know, you're making a great point, Paul, but you got to also step back and think that in a high trust society, there has to be some moral compass, some moral framework for the average individual to be part of that high trust society. And of all the Abrahamic religions, Christianity is probably the only one that, you know, I would want to live in a society, a Christian society. The other two are not going to be there for us, but we're running out of time. Paul, it's good to hear your voice. Hope everything's going well. Frederick, congrats on the new show. Congrats on the Big 6-0. And everybody, stay tuned for the incomparable King of Sunday Nights, Robert Ravel, and Incendiary Radio, and your old Goombati Giuseppe will be back next Sunday night, and it'll be John Friend, and then in 2 weeks, the great Frederick C. Blackburn, Blackbird 9, the king of Wednesday night, and the king of Saturday evenings now, it will be back in 2 weeks. So thanks, everybody. Have a great Thanksgiving, and buy a John Stadtmiller book. The station can use your help. So that should be just about it.
Thanks again for having me, Giuseppe. Always a pleasure, good sir.
Oh, yeah, have a great Thanksgiving, BB9. God bless us all.
God bless us, everyone.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.